Earlier this month, the University of Manitoba Students Union banned the campus group Students Against Israeli Apartheid from operating in the student union space and revoked its student group status. Liz Carlisle is co-chair of the Winnipeg Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, and she joins me now in the studio. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to start by talking about the impact of this resolution on Students Against Israeli Apartheid. Do you know at this point whether this will prevent the group from organizing events on campus like the annual Israeli Apartheid Week?
Well, I think that this particular group is probably somewhat accustomed to efforts to obstruct their work, and I think they're going to be pretty creative about how they respond to this. So I think it remains to be seen exactly how this will have an effect on the group. The bottom line is that this is a political move to repress the opinions that SIA is trying to express. And I think that's the biggest impact this has. But it does take away privileges and rights that other student groups have access to.
I wanted to talk about the resolution, UMSU's resolution, which I read, and I found it troubling in its content and its reasoning. And for people listening who haven't seen it, you can read it at seriouslyfreespeech.ca. It is available there. One of the things that it states is that most Jewish and Israeli members of UMSU are Zionists, and that as Zionists, they are a group of persons with national characteristics and are therefore being discriminated against by activities that criticize Zionism. Can you talk about the problems of equating a political belief like Zionism with an ethnicity or a nationality?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that I hope for most people that it's clear right away that equating an entire nationality with one particular political movement, with one particular set of goals, and even within Zionism, there are many different points of view, but there's only one particular version of Zionism that is being promoted in the way that the motion is worded. So it's very problematic because what it does is it silences the other Israeli nationals who would like to have a different opinion. And it really takes away their voice as much as it takes away SIA's voice. So it's extremely problematic because what it does is it enforces an ethno or an ethnocratic nationalist vision of Israel. And it's just simply not an accurate portrayal of the country. And it certainly does nothing to solve the problems that are going on there.
I imagine having this sort of resolution could set a precedent for other groups that may be organizing, you know, against the actions of another nation state. Do you know if there's other political groups on campus that are organizing against the actions of other countries?
Well, certainly there are different groups on campus that draw attention to human rights issues in a variety of countries. I mean, Amnesty International has a chapter on campus, a student group on campus, and they continually raise issues about the particular political regimes that are running a given country and their human rights record. Certainly there are groups on campus that draw attention to what's happening in Sudan, in Somalia, in China. I mean, there are a variety of groups, and none of those groups have been approached with this same kind of motion. And so one has to wonder, where the discrimination and harassment is really taking place. As people who have read the motion will know, the motion alleged that the basis for the proposal to get rid of SIA as a student group and to ban it from operating in UMSU space was that it created an uncomfortable environment and constituted harassment and discrimination against Jewish students, because according to this motion, Jewish students are all Zionists. And because Zionism is a political movement that people campaigning against Israeli apartheid have an issue with, that whole equation equaled out to a justification for the motion. And so what we're saying is, let's backtrack. Let's look at how SIA is being treated in comparison to other student groups on campus, and let's look at a way to solve this problem and get SIA back the status which it should rightfully have maintained.
And before passing this motion, the student group, UMSU, the student union, did have a legal opinion that stated that the actions of Students Against Israeli Apartheid are well within the grounds of legally protected political discourse. Can you talk about the importance of this?
Absolutely. This is it's quite significant that this motion was passed by the UMSU Council in spite of a very clear legal opinion. And, you know, legal opinions should not be sort of waved around as some kind of be-all, end-all. But this particular legal opinion was, in my understanding, very clear. It clearly suggested to UMSU Council that it should not take the action that was being prescribed in the motion, because it would, on the one hand, interfere with free political discourse, and on the other hand, it would expose UMSU to further legal action.
The administration at the university, so it's the student union that passed this, but the university administration has also been under pressure by conservative groups, by Brene Brith, and also by some politicians to ban the activities. Has the university administration so far commented on the student union's actions?
It's my understanding that the university has reasserted its position on the work of Students Against Israeli Apartheid. I don't know if people will remember, but there was some discussion when Israeli Apartheid Week, SIA's primary annual event, started taking place in Winnipeg. There was some discussion about whether it would be, quote-unquote, allowed on campus. Now, this university, the University of Winnipeg, in fact, took some steps to try to disallow it. They had to, at the end of the day, backtrack on those, thankfully. But the University of Manitoba came out very strongly saying that, no, this is part of what a university should be about. We should encourage political discourse. We will monitor events to ensure that there is nothing in these events and in the promotion of these events that breaches our respectful workplace and learning and environment policy. And in fact, you know, we've had no incidents to speak of, and certainly the organizers of the events have never been accused in any formal way or even informal way of any of these breaches. If there have been any events that have been difficult, the issue has been people coming to the event to disrupt because they don't like the message that's being being expressed. And I think that that fits into this chain of events because it's the same people who are now coming forward to try another tactic to try to prevent SIA from discussing Israeli apartheid.
For people who are listening who may be concerned about what's happening and do want to support your group, is there anything you're asking people to do?
Well, I think the foremost message is that we want to discuss the issue. We are very concerned about freedom of expression and political discourse on campus, but we're equally concerned about getting to the heart of the matter, which is discussing the human rights abuses that are going on daily in Israel and the Palestinian territories and in the refugee diaspora around the world. This is a very important issue, and we want to be able to resolve this issue on campus and get down to the business of discussing the politics of it. We want to talk about why it is that there are roads that are set aside only for Jewish people. Why is it that there is a government that refuses to lift a blockade on Gaza? Why is it that there is a government that keeps Palestinians under military rule for every aspect of their lives? And so these are the questions we want to get to, and we're hoping that we can discuss this political discourse and freedom of expression issue to get to those issues. So I'd really encourage people to read the motion. Think about it. Go to seriouslyfreespeech.ca, read the motion, but also research the issues. Go to visualizingpalestine.com. Go to a website called wcaia.ca. That's wcaia.ca. Read about the issues. There are links on that website that can lead you to other resources. So please get out there and read about it and discuss.
Well, thank you, Liz, for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Liz Carlisle. She's the co-chair of the Winnipeg Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid. And as she said, there is more information at seriouslyfreespeech.ca and at wcaia.ca. And you're listening to Mud & Water on CKUW 95.9 FM.